To become one with the Tamacast, all you got to do is email or call Tamacast1@gmail.com. That's your virtual ticket to heaven, or 832-819-DUMB. That's 832-819-3867. Leave us a message as soon as you can, and we'll all hash out a new plan on the Tamacast, yeah.
This is President Barack Obama, and you're listening to Atomicast with your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Sex and drugs and women being set on fire.
You're listening to Atomicast with your hosts, Tim and Shay.
First you stole prescription pills from your mom. You threw back a few and then they were gone. So you're jonesing real bad. Yeah, you need some more. So you call a shady guy and say you're looking to score. And that's how you got addicted to heroin. He came over quick, said he got something new. For just $10 you snort or chew. Said just one time and then you'd be fine. But soon you OD'd and now you're dying. And that's how you got addicted to heroin. And that's how you OD'd on heroin.
Hey, what's that you got on your face?
Huh? Blah, blah, blah!
See how that works?
Hi, Tim.
Hello, Shay.
How are you?
Great.
Are you great?
Yeah.
What makes you great?
I don't know. I had a good day at work. I'm feeling good.
Oh.
I don't know. I got nothing else.
That was a boring answer.
I don't know. I got nothing else for you.
Well, I was hoping for something better than that, something a little bit more exciting.
I got nothing. Welcome to Atomicast, everybody. If you want to interact with the show, we encourage that.
Absolutely.
How would they email us, Shay?
They can email us anytime at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Also anytime. You call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's
832-819-DUMP.
Tonight we're broadcasting live on Rockin' Comedy Radio, so we're also on the chat room on rockincomedyshow.com.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to us live, which why wouldn't you, Shay? It's so easy.
Duh.
To just fucking listen live.
I know. And then you don't have to go back and listen later at your leisure, like a slacker.
Exactly. God. So you can spew hate comments. We'll be reading them in the IRC channel.
Yeah, we will be.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fun stuff.
How was your week, Shay? You asked me, and I rudely did not ask you back.
I know. That's what made me the most angry, I think, is that you did not ask me back.
Well, I don't actually care, but I'm being nice.
Well, that's a dick thing to do.
It's an obligation to you, Shay. What did you do? Why did you have a week?
Because I'm alive. Because I exist somehow.
Oh, okay.
Because I have managed to not kill myself yet.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form. No, my week's been fine. Monday... I woke up just and had a bad attitude.
Yeah.
I did not. I hate it. I think the first thing I did, I had a meeting at work, and people I don't normally get mad at, I was just like, shut the fuck up.
Your work is weird that you have meetings on Monday mornings and on also Friday afternoons sometimes.
Yeah.
Those should be like meeting-free times.
I have a meeting every Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that's bullshit. You're winding up for the weekend, or you're winding down the work week, or you're just getting settled in on Mondays.
My Friday afternoon meeting, all I do is say my name, and then I just go do other shit.
Right.
So I could really do it from anywhere, as long as I have my phone on mute. And I'll have meetings at 7 o'clock on a Friday morning, Eastern time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. So, I mean, but Monday I woke up kind of with a shitty attitude, and it wore off throughout the day, and then we went and had some beers on Monday night.
That's right.
A few too many.
For you.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few too many.
That's why you got to get off this Bud Light shit, dude. I'm serious.
Yeah,
you need
I know.
To knock it off.
I know. For a while, I was doing really good about not drinking Bud Light, but
yeah,
it's so fucking easy.
That's why it's a problem. Because then you all of a sudden you've had 9 of them, and it's like, what the fuck happened?
I don't think I had 9.
I don't know if you had 9, but you were out drinking me by a considerable margin.
Yeah, it was.
Because we were there 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I had 4 beers, and I woke up feeling fine on Tuesday.
I felt fine. I was just tired.
Yeah.
Because I take melatonin when I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I took it, but when I took it, it was like 11 o'clock. I probably didn't need to take it, so I just woke up all groggy and shit yesterday. And then we went and got some Hooters.
Yep.
And I was rude to the waitress.
Yeah. Yeah, you're anxious about your phone going off a little too frequently, and you spazzed out on that poor waitress just trying to sell us a Hooters calendar, dude.
She disappears.
She's doing her job.
You can't disappear for 15 minutes.
And then try to sell a calendar.
And then try to sell a fucking calendar after we hastily say we want the check. And she's like, well, do you want a calendar? Nope, just the check.
You hastily said it. Me and John were pretty laid back about it.
Well,
hey, take your time. Get the check, whatever.
Well, I was not.
Clearly, you have a problem. But speaking of Bud Light, Shay, stop drinking Bud Light. I know you're drinking it now, but fucking knock it off.
No.
Knock it off.
No.
Drink it. Drink something better.
No.
I'm drinking Shay's Basil Hayden. I'm drinking Shay's expensive whiskey he brought over, and Shay's drinking some shitty Bud Light like an idiot.
Did you drink all the Makers?
Hell no, dude. I don't even know where it is, though.
I don't either.
Oh, it's probably in the house.
Oh.
No, there was like a gallon of it, dude. That would last me a whole year or more.
Yeah. Or did I take it home?
No, I'm pretty sure it's in the house.
Inside, okay. Yeah, because I also have another full one of those at home.
Yeah.
So I haven't been drinking whiskey much lately, though.
Because you've been drinking the Bud Light?
Well, no, because the whiskey's really been fucking with my heartburn.
Yeah, you and John are getting old.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think we've both had heartburn since we were younger.
Yeah, you've both been old for a very long time.
I know, older than you somehow.
I know, it's weird how you guys have passed me.
Yeah, and you're so much older than we are.
Yeah, I know, it's weird. It's
like, way older.
I know. I mean, not in spirit or at heart.
You're basically 40.
I'm younger than you in spirit.
You're basically 40, and John and I are still 30. You're basically 10 years older than us.
I'm not sure how you're doing this math.
Because we're rounding up or down.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. I guess if you round up, I am 40.
Yeah, you're 40 years old, son.
That's true.
How does that make you feel?
Old fine.
Fuck.
Fine.
Old fuck.
Fine.
You're an old fuck with a little daughter.
We were talking about that the other night. I'm totally fine with my place in life, so I don't think that shit bothers me too much.
Yeah.
No, I could be 40 and I'd still be pretty happy with where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're doing a lot better than a lot of 40-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm all
right. That is a fact.
I'm all right.
Yeah. It's tax time.
It is.
That's
fun. It is.
More so fun for you, potentially.
It'll be all right for me because I've gotten fucked with taxes for the last almost 10 years. So we might get a refund this year.
That'd be
pretty nice.
Fucking fantastic.
Yeah. And I don't mean we've gotten fucked. I'm glad to pay my taxes. I'm happy about...
Yeah.
I'm happy to be in a position that I can pay taxes. Mm. That's fine. But I was self-employed for many years.
Yeah.
I got fucked. Well, I just didn't do it right.
Yeah, you didn't do it right.
That's what...
You didn't get fucked.
That was the problem. I didn't do it right. So I always had to pay a bunch of taxes come tax time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've just sort of been playing catch up, and I've filled out paperwork or something wrong at the employees I've had since. I don't know what's going on, but I have to pay every year.
Yeah, that sucks.
And yeah, I think last year we paid like $1,400.
Yeah.
This year we upped all of our whatever's, and we should be getting a refund.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Sweet.
Yeah. There was this girl I knew who didn't have state taxes taken out at all.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the year.
That was stupid.
She didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Because she just never looked at her fucking at her pay stub.
Well, who does, though?
She got a physical check.
Oh.
And this is the second year in a row that it had happened.
Well, she should have figured out that.
She's a fucking moron.
That must be at least partially HR's fault. They should have caught that shit.
Yeah, they should have, but still. I mean, you can make a change to your W-4 basically at any time throughout the year.
I know.
Anyway, but yeah, so it's tax time, so a lot of people are going to be freaking out.
Yeah, I used to work with a dude that every time around Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
he would change his, is that a 1099? What is that that you fill out at the beginning of the year?
W-4.
He would change the W-4.
Just said that.
Oh. He would change the W-4 details every Christmas time and put that he had like 20 children.
Oh, geez.
So that they wouldn't take any taxes out of his check around Christmas time.
Oh.
So you'd have a little more money to spend.
Right. Okay.
But it's like, you're going to have to pay that back in like 6 months, dude.
Yeah. But
why even bother with that?
Yeah. Yeah, if he were smart about it, he could just save up throughout the year instead.
He was a total dipshit.
Yeah.
But I never quite understood the logic of that, but I
just
don't know.
More money. People want things immediately, man.
Every year he did that. Every single year.
It's a very weird thing.
Yeah.
That's a very strange thing.
I
do not understand
totally agree.
That.
I know. Yeah. I know. Anyway.
Did you look to see, by the way, just how much like taxes and Medicare and Social Security were taken out?
Yeah. We talked about it a little bit.
We talked about taxes. I didn't. I actually added up all those fucking numbers.
Oh, I didn't do that. No.
That's insanity.
I know.
It's insanity.
I kind of don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm okay not knowing.
It's just amazing how much we pay.
I know.
I mean, we still get a lot more than we pay, but.
Yeah. We're doing fine,
again,
Jay.
I like roads. We're doing fine. I like schools, in theory. Yeah.
Helping those less fortunate.
Something like that.
It's okay, dude. We're doing better than most people in the world. We need to be.
Aren't we in like
give
the.
Back.
We technically in like the 1% or something?
No. No, we're not in the one. We might be in the.
I read something that if you make over
15 or something.
If you make over X amount of dollars, you're in like one of the. And it was a pretty low number. It was like if you make over $60,000, you are like maybe in the 3% or something like that. On the world, just because there's so many.
Oh, globally?
Yeah, globally.
Yeah, if you make more than. I just read this thing. If you make more than $29,000
a year. Is that
all
it is?
Yeah, you are in the top 1% globally.
Okay.
But that doesn't account for the numbers get all bonky because they just don't translate.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like when I was in Romania,
mm-hmm.
you know, houses cost $3,000 and beer cost 50 cents and. You know, you can have lunch for $1.25. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there, I mean, if you made $20,000 a year over there, you were living like a king.
God, I should move to Romania.
Yeah, do it, dude. Romania was great.
It's besides bears, it's safe.
Probably the best city in the world. That was the town's
that's
motto that we were in.
Oh, I thought you were saying that Romania was probably the best city in the world.
No, the city that we were staying in, the motto of the city was probably the best city in the world.
I like that town has some.
Yeah.
Comedy in its blood.
Bucharest, I believe?
Bucharest. Yeah, that's a city.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in Romania, is it?
Budapest is in Hungary. Bucharest is in Romania, I believe.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. We went to both.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that was Bucharest.
Could be.
Anyway.
Who knows?
Shay, I got a quiz for you, or we can finish the fucking Maura Murray saga. What do you want to do?
Let's do the quiz first. I feel like the Maura Murray saga is something best left for right before the break.
You got it, dude. You got it, dude. That's my Michelle Tanner impression. Did you like it?
It was fucking amazing.
So the quiz, it's another audio quiz.
Oh, good. We haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah, this is another song-based one. So I'm going to play some songs. You'll have heard of these songs. These are very famous songs.
Yeah.
Don't do that to me. Very famous songs. You're going to hear like 20 to 30 seconds of the song, and then it's going to stop very abruptly.
Okay.
You have to tell me the next line.
Okay, all right.
So feel free to sing along,
mm-hmm.
get warmed up, and then maybe when it stops, just keep rocking it, dude.
Can I twerk?
No. Stay sitting down.
I can twerk in my seat.
No. Okay, let's see. Let's start with here.
Okay.
You know this song. The song is Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
I'm not. Oh, shit.
You're going to know this one, dude. This is a 90s hit, dude.
Yeah, I don't remember the words, though.
He was warm, he came around.
Like he was dignified.
He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man
I adore.
You don't seem to know, seem to care.
You don't know, seem to care, seem to...
What you
looking for? Don't know what you're looking for.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for.
Ah!
Nope, you fucked it up, Shay.
I did fuck it up.
The answer was what your heart is for.
Yeah, that was one that like what I heard a million times, but that was fucking 16, 17 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, so this one is very appropriate for today.
Okay, why so?
Because we got snow today. It's kind of Christmassy, but we got snow, you know, so.
Yeah.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Can we end it there so I get it?
Man, no. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Oh, no.
And I brought me some corn for popping.
No.
You're not going to get it, are you?
Hold on. When the weather outside is...
You're starting from the beginning.
I am. God damn it. No, I'm not going to get... Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding. Dude,
that's one of those songs where I only know the first verse.
Yeah.
Because that's the only one that you ever think about. Yep. Jesus Christ.
Do you even have a guess?
Let it snow.
No.
And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low.
The lights are turned way down low.
God damn it.
All right, here we go. You're going to get this one. This is one of the most famous songs ever written. Imagine by John Lennon. You don't know these words, do you?
I used to.
No hell, sit below us.
No hell below us. God, dude, I used to know this fucking song, too.
Well, everything has been reversed so far, right? So what's the reverse of below us?
Something above us.
Or above us something.
No hell below us, or...
Pathetic, Shay.
Dude, this is really bad.
Really pathetic.
I am so bad at these. I'm gonna kick myself in the balls.
Yeah, you are.
Above us, only sky.
God damn it.
Yeah, you're the worst. The worst. I thought for sure you'd get that one.
I thought I'd get that one too, man. It's funny, they start playing and I'm like, okay, I know this song. And then I just fucking blank.
Yep.
God all damn right. it. This is why I failed out of college 5 times.
I have... faith that you're gonna get these next two.
Okay.
I have total confidence, but you're kind of an idiot. And
I'm terrible at quizzes.
These were one hit wonders when I was a kid, so you might have been too young. I don't know.
20 years older than me, Tim.
I'm gonna try it.
Is this Ice Ice Baby or that other one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one? Fuck off. Under Pressure. Queen, dude. Come on. The other one. Fucking idiot.
Wear my sandal, ice, ice, baby. Yo, I don't know.
Turn off the lights. No. And I blow to the extreme. I rock a mic
like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a sandal.
Like a candle. Oh, you fucking douchebag.
They right. sound the same when they start.
They are very similar, but you can't call it the other one. It's a fucking Queen classic song.
The I don't care, one. You fucking dick.
The other one. How dare you?
Oh, shut up, you old fucking twat.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
My music hits so hard, makes me say. Oh, my Lord.
Yes. Holy shit, you got one.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes. Unbelievable.
That was just
Shay.
The blackest thing I could think
you
of to say right
there.
You
pulled it out. You pulled it out. One out of five. You got it. You pulled it out at the end. Yes. Oh, my Lord. You got it, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'm impressed.
Dude, I am so terrible. That 20% is about my average on all these fucking
probably.
Quizzes.
That was pretty pathetic. That was pretty pathetic.
I'm more bummed out. Ice Ice Baby one, I don't think I ever know the words to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was so classic. He tried a hard rock or
metal.
Yeah. You were into the metal shit, so I'm surprised you didn't know him as a metal artist.
No, I knew him as fucking villain. Vanilla Ice, the rapper.
Yeah. So my sister saw him when she was in college.
Oh, yeah.
He was going around trying to do the hardcore thing, you know?
Yeah.
And she saw him at some little pub that he was performing at because that was where his career had taken him to, tiny little shithole pubs. And I felt kind of sorry for the guy because all these drunk college kids just kept rooting, like, Ice, Ice, Baby.
Yeah.
And so he would do Ice, Ice, Baby every other song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
He would, like, Ice, Ice, Baby and then, like, this hardcore metal shit, whatever, and then Ice, Ice, Baby again.
Dude, that would suck.
Yeah.
To be known that well for one song and that's all you can fucking do when you want to have a different type of career.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think in a way I'd love to be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
I think that'd be my perfect career. Because you make millions of dollars,
yeah,
in a very and you're super famous for like 8 months,
yeah,
and then you just get to sort of fade back and live on a beach somewhere and have a great time.
Not all of them do, though. A lot of them go fucking broke because they think that they're going to be a success in everything. So they just fucking spend and spend and spend.
I know.
And then they're fucking Scott Stapp from Creed living in a goddamn bus in Florida.
Yeah, that's the thing. Truck. Yeah, they're career motivated and they're also, like, they feel unfulfilled in that. I don't think I'd feel that. I think I would be a totally content and happy with that.
At this point, yeah. But what if you were 18 when you
had
that?
I guess late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
Maybe even in my mid-20s, I'd be a little like
trying
to prove myself. Like, I have more in it than just one song. What I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, but now,
I'd just take my money and I'd just be like, hey, fuck off.
Yeah, but you're a much different person than some little 18-year-old twat.
I guess that's true.
Kind of. I mean, you're basically double that age.
It's true. That's a good point.
This is all about you being old.
Tonight. I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I'm fine with that. So, Shay.
Sir.
Would you like to recap Maura Murray? Where are we? Where's Maura Murray? Where is Maura Murray?
She has disappeared, and people do not know where they are, where she is.
That's...
And they looked for her. They almost found her body in... well, they didn't almost find it, but they... her dad keeps looking for it in fields. They... The dogs led them to a closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, which they found nothing on the carpet.
Yep.
No blood samples from that. The neighbor or something brought a knife, a bloody old knife, and said that they might have something to do with it, but they couldn't find anything on the knife, and they haven't made the arrest of that person, even though they probably killed Maura Murray.
That's your theory?
Yeah.
You've paid attention, Shay. I'm impressed. I thought you would say something stupid, like nobody knows what happened to her.
Well, I was stalling for a minute because I had to let the information come to me.
Yeah, that's good. No, you summed it up. That's where we're at.
Okay.
Long story short, nobody has any fucking clue. No arrests have ever made, no nothing. So, of course, there's many, many theories about it, and this isn't going to take very long to go over them because, long story short, nobody really has any fucking clue.
You ruined the ending.
Sorry. Well, the ending is she still hasn't been found. Or maybe I found her, Shay. Maybe through investigating the story for Atomicast, I found her.
Dude, that'd be amazing if you could do that.
And she's waiting inside, waiting to be interviewed.
If only you were a better person than everything, you might have actually done something.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. So, there's one theory that a crooked cop got to her. Because, you know, if you recall, she crashed her car. She was stranded on the side of the road for 19 minutes. And within that span of 19 minutes, she disappeared totally. Nobody's ever seen her again.
Right.
So... what if the cop that got there was crooked? What if he thought, we talked about it last week, she's an attractive girl. This is a crime of opportunity. Like, I can nab her and nobody would ever know.
Yeah.
At some point, a New Hampshire state police officer had been at the scene, but nobody knows what extent his involvement was with the accident. Are you cutting me off, Shay?
No.
The Murray family has reported that they have discovered that there was no radio communication between the state police officer and his station for approximately 2 hours after he arrived at the scene. Seems kind of weird, right?
Yes.
He arrived at the scene just 19 minutes after her last reported sighting.
Uh-huh.
And then he wasn't heard from for 2 hours.
Because he was doing something with the body.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Does it say anything about that cop knowing the neighbors who had the knife?
No.
I think they should look at the connection there.
It's possible.
Look at me.
Possible.
I'm a detective.
You just solved the case, dude.
Duh.
Just kind of weird. It's not totally unheard of that a cop would go off radio for 2 hours, but in this situation, it seems really bizarre.
Yes.
So you also mentioned the dad. It's the very insightful of you, Shay, and good that you remembered that. The dad is sort of obsessively looking for and just sort of like being super crazy about it, going into other people's properties, trespassing.
Yeah.
Is it possible maybe he's involved? Maybe the stuff that he's doing is just sort of to throw people off the scent?
No.
Well?
No.
Well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's been very uncooperative with investigators. At one point, he even went to all of Maura Murray's friends at her college and told them what to say to the police officers when they came snooping around. Seems weird. Seems like actions you wouldn't take as a father that was trying to get his daughter back. Seems like a dad with something to hide.
How big of a town is this? Do you remember?
Well, she went to UMass Amherst, which I believe is outside of Boston, right? It's not small. Amherst is a pretty large college, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that. There's like 300 fucking colleges in Boston. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, is it possible she ran away to disappear? If you recall from the last couple of segments that we went, over Miss Maura Murray's past. She was struggling with depression. She had gotten into a couple car accidents that alcohol was likely involved. She had gotten trouble for her credit card.
Right.
Bullshit. She stole somebody's credit card information. She had some problems. She wasn't like a nice little young nursing girl. She like had, she had issues. So was she just trying to run away?
Or she was just a normal fucking teenager that got in trouble.
She, yeah, 22, but still.
Whatever. Still a teenager in my eyes.
So, yeah, it seems likely that that's possible, that she just sort of ran away.
But it seems like she would have had to come forward at this point.
You'd think so, right?
Or turn up somehow.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, or, I mean, it was cold that night. If she just tried to, like, walk away from her car and she fell or got attacked by a wolf or something, I mean, who knows? It's possible that just sort of just made a wrong couple of decisions. She was likely drunk when she crashed her car this last time. There was wine all over the car. And
yeah, but there's too many weird things going on here for this to be. They would have found blood trails or something if it were a wolf.
Yeah. I mentioned it a little earlier. Crime of opportunity, maybe. Maybe she was just really unlucky and a kidnapper drove by right at the wrong time. Or a serial killer. Or somebody just drove by and happened to see her. Maybe it was the neighbor you talked about with the bloody knife.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just really wrong place, wrong time, young, stranded girl, and somebody just took the opportunity to kill her or kidnap her.
God, that's fucking terrifying.
But in that case, it's really hard to hunt that down. I mean, it was just sort of a random thing. A dude just happened to be driving by.
Yeah.
Pretty weird. The guy that knows more about this case than anybody, really, probably, is a guy named James Renner. He writes a blog about the disappearance. He's been writing about it for the whole 10 years since it's been going on. A book is about to come out by him, actually.
Oh, okay. About this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's investigated it like crazy, and he actually took to Reddit, and he was replying to people personally. And so this is a direct quote from James Renner. As far as what happened to Maura, I will say that the most probable explanation is that she was traveling in tandem through New Hampshire with another traveler in a separate vehicle. And after the accident, this person picked her up and continued on. So in his opinion, there was two cars. She crashed hers, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that was either before, you know, in front of her or behind her came back, picked her up, and off they went. He believes she disappeared to Canada and has a new life up there.
She's a fucking lumberjack.
She's a lumberjack cutting down trees with Dexter.
And grew a beard.
Yep, absolutely.
Huh.
Weird stuff, right?
Yeah, I feel like that last part, though, makes it less weird.
The riding in tandem with another car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it less of a mystery if the person that knows more about it than anyone is saying that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
It makes it less of a mystery and less intriguing to me.
Yeah. But, you know, he's got weird things, too. He, that James Renner guy, was absolutely thoroughly convinced that he found Maura Murray.
Uh-huh.
And found, her, like, a Facebook and stuff. And,
yeah.
Posted all this shit to his blog about, like, I found her, here's a picture of her, here's her Facebook, here's this.
Yeah.
Turns out it was a totally different girl. Oh. It did resemble Maura and approximately the same age and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she was a Canadian, but he, like, really inconvenienced this other family and kind of went down the wrong track. And so, I mean, he's not an FBI agent. He's a reporter, blogger guy that, you know, knows a lot, but he could be wrong.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, though. It's like, is that Occam's razor? Is that what it's...
What
is
it?
The most probable explanation is probably the right one. Is that Occam's razor?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
There's a lot of those weird laws. I don't know.
Yeah. The most probable to me, the tandem car thing makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she crashed her car. She was drunk. She freaked and tried to run away and got hit by a car or got attacked. Unless the car driver freaked out and took her with him or something. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, maybe. It's possible. If it were an animal, they would have found her, a blood trail, and the dogs...
Maybe. This was in the middle of winter.
The dogs would have smelled... Yeah, in the middle of winter. Things don't wash away.
Yeah, I don't know. And I guess I don't know much about the way dogs...
they would have...
track shit down.
They would have found her in shit.
Yeah.
You know, and they would have found bones somewhere. The dogs, maybe. If it were an animal, they would have been able to find her so much quicker.
Yeah.
I think the animal theory is out.
Maybe. I don't know.
I do. I'm telling you.
All right. So you think tandem driver?
I think either tandem driver or the dad thing really weirds me out.
Yeah.
Just because why else would he go and, unless he was in on her just disappearing and he didn't want, but why would he still go out there and look? Like, if he, that's overselling if that's the case.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, it is. Huh. Okay.
Anyway,
well,
the end.
Mystery not solved.
That is the conclusion to Atomicast Mysteries.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll do it again. We'll see.
Why? You should do another one that's better than this.
Is that the problem? I just picked a shitty story, or I just was not good at presenting it?
No, you were fine at presenting it.
Okay.
No, you didn't pick a bad story either.
You're just trying to give me shit.
I was hopeful for a resolution, even though it's a mystery.
No, dude. It's a mystery. That's the point.
I knew you weren't going to come up with. I knew you weren't going to have one.
Come on.
But in my
you were
heart,
hoping for one.
I was hoping for one.
Sorry, dude. I got nothing.
That's okay.
Maybe she'll turn up someday. Well,
that's okay.
Maybe she'll turn up someday. You never know.
Maybe she will. Maybe she's living in the basement of your garage.
Maybe. Should we do a song, Shay?
Let's do a song, Timmy.
All right. What do you got?
This is a band called Against the Current, and it is a cover. Have you heard the song Uptown Funk?
No.
It is a cover of the new song that's out called Uptown Funk, which I'm fucking super into that song right now.
Great.
So here we go.
Did we miss the... I think we missed it.
That was abrupt.
Whoops.
Oh, well.
Shay, how do they email the show?
They can email us at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Go to the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump!
Social media stuff, atomicast.com. Shay, why would they want to email us or call us, though?
Well, if they agree with this...
Well, Irish people are white, so they would be far down on the list of people to hate.
Or this.
There's a lot of people to hate down there. Blacks, Latinos, and Jews, and old people.
They might want to comment on it. Or, you know, sometimes...
All right.
Sometimes people just have questions
that
they'd like answered.
I'm not proud of that. Oh. I'm a changed man, Shay. That was an old Tim. That was a different Tim.
You're less racist now than you used to be.
Thank you.
But yeah, sometimes people want to ask us advice because we are very worldly.
That's a great...
Yeah.
That's a great example of why they'd want to use the voicemail.
Yes.
To ask us questions. And I have some sample questions here that we might want to go over, Shay.
Let's do it.
This
sir.
Is one I believe that you were involved in a similar conflict with me and my wife.
All right, let's do it.
I was wondering whether you could help my husband and me resolve a marital dispute. We are a liberal Virginia couple in our 30s with a wonderful circle of friends, both gay and straight.
They live in Richmond, I guarantee it.
The issue is that my husband loves a certain purveyor of chicken sandwiches and waffle fries that has an anti-gay stance. Watching my gay friends have to travel to different states to be legally married, struggle through finding friendly judges to approve their adoptions, and generally not have the same marital rights as I have for the past 15 years is enough to make me never step foot into one of the franchises again. My husband, however, loves this place, not for its values, but for the food. Is there any way he can enjoy this particular establishment without feeling guilty? For example, what if he donated an amount equal to what he spends there to a gay rights organization every time he patronized this place? Would that be an appropriate offset?
Oh, God. So, I don't agree with what this certain chicken restaurant said.
Yeah.
Or their stance on things.
Right.
I have eaten there a few times since they've said that. It doesn't matter. Every time I go there, the place is fucking packed.
I know.
You're not changing anything by not eating there.
It's not about changing things, though. It's about
not supporting
sort of,
it?
Yeah, it's about living up to the own values that you set for yourself.
Okay, then stop going there.
That's the question.
No, that's the answer.
Stop. Don't go there.
Yeah, stop. If you feel that bad about it, stop going there.
Yeah.
You don't need to donate money to some gay charity,
right?
Every time you eat a fucking chicken sandwich,
yeah,
that's stupid.
Yeah,
you know stop going there and go to Hardee's and get a chicken sandwich there. They're basically the same.
Yeah,
fucking
all the fast
thing.
Food restaurants have chicken sandwiches, I think, right?
Yes, McDonald's, they have them for a dollar.
Yeah,
they're fine.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think people need to necessarily feel like that guilty that they need to start donating to charity in order to feel all right about going to a restaurant and eating a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. I kind of agree, but I'm in the relationship of me and my wife. My wife is the one that wants to go to Chick-fil-A. She loves it. They've got good food.
Yeah.
I'm the one that says, you can go. I'm staying home. Have fun. Because I don't believe in their stance, and I don't want to support a company that does that. And I know I'm not having any impact at all on their bottom line.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's just sort of about, like, I don't want to support businesses that do that. I don't go to Hobby Lobby anymore either.
Well, and your
but
wife.
My wife does.
I
what
know.
A bitch.
And And your wife, I feel like, is more of the activist in those stances than you are.
It's weird, right?
So if she doesn't feel guilty about it, that doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah.
Much.
I don't care if she goes.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go.
Does she feel the need to donate money every time she goes?
No, I don't think so. We've never talked about that, but I don't think so.
It's not a thing that people... You don't need to feel guilty about it. Yeah. Like, you cannot agree with it and still eat it.
Yeah.
I don't agree with what they say. I'd still go to Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world to me.
It's not the end of the world. It's just sort of, I mean...
I don't agree with them, but yeah. I mean, if I want some Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets, I'm going to go get them.
Yeah. But, you know, I hate to admit this, but I did when I was working for a certain company, which I was bullied into going to Chick-fil-A with them.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be the weird outcast guy that didn't go, and I was trying to, like, recommend other places, and no, Chick-fil-A was it. So I did go to Chick-fil-A one time. My wife has never forgiven me for it. Because this is after I told her that I was not going to go, and then I went.
Why'd you tell her?
I don't know. Maybe that part did guilt me out a little bit. I wasn't even impressed. I didn't care. It was just fried chicken.
Yeah, it's fine.
KFC was would have been just as good.
Or you could have gotten Chipotle, which is right next fucking door.
Chipotle, yeah.
I Maybe it Chipotle. Wasn't at that time, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were. All those places popped up at the same time.
Yeah,
I would have gone to Chipotle. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I wasn't impressed. I don't know why the lines are so long and why it was so crowded. No. It wasn't that good. I mean, it's fine. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, no, it's normal stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
KFC has the exact same stuff.
They had a good cheese sauce for my fries. I remember that. I remember really liking the cheese sauce.
So, we got cheese sauce for our fries yesterday at Hooters.
I know.
It was just fine.
It was fine.
It was cheese.
Yeah.
People love that Chick-fil-A sauce that they have. Which I've had.
I don't know if I've
had that. It's not really honey mustard, but it's not really anything else. It's Chick-fil-A sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. It's not going to make me want to go there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, if I want chicken nuggets, I either make them at home.
You love your chicken nuggets, dude.
Yeah. Or I'd get chicken strips at Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I wouldn't freak out about going to Chick-fil-A, but I'm not boycotting them.
Yeah, I do. Fuck them.
I did donate to... when I was in Philadelphia, the dude, like, there were protesters against, I believe it was Hobby Lobby, and they were from Planned Parenthood, and they asked for a donation or whatever, and they wanted to, like, put me on this list and all this other shit, and I was like, dude, I'll give you $20 that I had in my wallet.
And leave me alone.
I don't want it. No, it's fine. No, I was nice to them. I supported their cause.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to be on a list. I didn't,
right.
You know, I don't care about being... that active with it. I happen to have $20 in my wallet that felt like a good thing to give to.
Yeah.
You know?
So the advice to this couple, let your husband go to Chick-fil-A if he likes it. Yeah. Don't feel like you need to do that. And if you feel bad going to Chick-fil-A, don't go there.
And if your gay friends guilt you about going to Chick-fil-A, then tell them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Go suck a dick, you faggot.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do that. That's not appropriate.
That was way harsher than anything I would have said.
I don't know why I said it like that. You shouldn't have said that. I don't mean that. That was a joke.
Yeah, you faggot. Jesus.
That was a joke. I was raped as a teenager. It still affects me today. That's not me. That's the person that wrote us. I've been going out with my boyfriend for 2 years, and we have a baby together. I really love him. A few weeks ago, I woke up because my boyfriend was rubbing my private parts. He and I had a huge argument because that's weird. It made me feel used and brought up a lot of old feelings. He said that he thought I was awake because I was making noises. I decided to forgive him and told him to never do it again or I would make him leave. But last night I woke up and he was holding my hand around his penis. I should note that penis is spelled PEN*S because it's too inappropriate to actually put the I in there. You gotta include the asterisk.
Oh my god.
And my hand was around his penis and making me rub him. Yet again, I had an argument with him and he apologized, even cried. I don't know what to do. I don't want to leave him, but how can I trust that he won't do it again? Why do you think he does this? It really upset me. I feel so used.
Long story short, he will do it again.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number of times I've woken up in the middle of the night basically having sex. Sometimes that happens in the middle of the night. You just wake up. You're dreaming about something, and you start subconsciously, like, you're there, but you just start, like, rubbing on the other person.
Right.
And I've grabbed a hand and put it on my dick before. While I was asleep, I've started rubbing vagina.
You think the dude is legitimately asleep?
Yeah.
It's not that he's feeling up his sleeping girlfriend.
Based on my personal experience, yes.
Yeah. That's a good theory. I hadn't thought about that one.
Yeah, no, that's happened to me many times.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fucking, and I, if, you know, my girlfriend was asleep and I was wide awake, I wouldn't be jerking myself off with her hand, you know.
Why not?
And if I wanted to, I mean, wanted to wake her up, it's not like it's that hard to wake somebody up.
Yeah.
You know.
That was where I was going with it. If he's that horny and he really wants to, you know, wants to get things going, yeah, wake her up and like talk to her a little bit about
and knowing
about it.
And knowing
it's
her past,
it is a creepy thing to just grab somebody's hand and put it on your junk while they're asleep.
Knowing
her
past and the fact they have a kid, I'm gonna give the guy the benefit of the doubt.
You
way
have to,
here.
Yeah, you have to, because this isn't.
Yeah,
there's so many things that he could do that would be worse. This is not on the spectrum of things that are bad.
She
this
could wake
is
up and
low.
He would be wide awake inside of her.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, or pushing it in her mouth or something. There's a lot of things that he could be doing that are way worse.
Fingering her butthole.
Yeah, like a bowling ball. Oh my God, Jay, get your shit under control.
I've never thought about it like that before. That's why it's so funny.
You're making the hand motions. It's weird.
I know.
Okay, so... Yeah, there's a lot of things that he could be doing that would be worse. If he's an otherwise decent dude who feels you up in your sleep, yeah, you need to have that talk, and he needs to get that shit under control. But that's not like a breakup scenario.
No. Indeed, hormones, certain, even for guys, there are certain times of the month where a guy's hormones are more active.
Yeah.
And they, especially when you live with somebody, your body's kind of cycle up with that shit, you know, in some weird ways. Like your pheromones just kind of attract to each other. Because there will be certain times of the month where that'll happen to me, and then the rest of the month it just fucking won't. That's my version of a period, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just a thing. I remember, you know, it's happened a bunch to me. I don't think it's weird.
I think that's a good... Give him a benefit of the doubt that he's asleep, too.
Yeah.
Although he said that he thought she was awake because she was making noises. So maybe that theory falls apart.
He might have woken up that time.
Yeah.
He might... Once he started rubbing up on her, he might have woken up and then thought that she was awake, too. I mean, there's...
Yeah, I don't think this is a breakupable offense, but it's a weird thing, and you need to, figure that out.
In a situation like so, if it were me, and you know my girlfriend started making noises, I would also assume that she's awake.
Yeah,
I think in a situation like that where she has been raped and she feels uncomfortable with being, with her thinking that she's being used,
right.
And she's an object, like a fuck toy, then he needs to tread a little more carefully. And it might ruin the mood a little bit, but he might need to be like, hey, are you awake or are you asleep right now?
Right. He needs to be more sensitive to her.
He does, but she needs to not freak out too badly about it.
Agree. Anyways, that's
speaking
all I
of sex, so if you were going to go to Venezuela, Tim.
Yes, I would never do that.
And you were to have sex...
He would never do that.
And you wanted to have
Venezuela.
Safe sex
in
Venezuela.
Okay.
It would cost you $755.
Why would it possibly cost that much?
Because condoms currently, they are so scarce in Venezuela.
Yeah.
They cost $755.
Dude, why don't we go to the Walgreens, pick up a 12-pack.
I know.
And go down there and sell them for like $500.
Why don't we just buy a fucking carton or a crate of them? Go down there and make millions.
All right, let's do it. Book the ticket. Johnny's been to Venezuela a handful of times.
I know.
He can take us.
I know.
Show us the good points.
So there's a quote here. The country is so messed up that now we even have to wait in line to have sex. lamented Jonathan Montilla, a 31-year-old advertising company art director. This is a new low. A collapse in oil prices has deepened shortages of consumer products from diapers to deodorant in the OPEC country. That imports most of what it consumes, with crude exports accounting for about 95% of its foreign currency earnings. As the price the country receives for its oil exports fell 60% in the past 7 months, the economy is being pushed to the brink with a 3 in 4 chance of default in the next 12 months if oil prices don't recover. That's boring shit to listen to.
It is indeed.
But the point being is this little thing, we love the fact. And we were talking about this Monday. We love the fact that gas is so cheap right now.
I don't.
Yeah. Most Americans do. America's a country. Love it. That's
okay.
Why,
right. Yeah.
Venezuela is fucked from it.
Yeah.
So much so that either people are going to stop having sex, which isn't going to happen, or they're going to have... The implications of this are that people are going to stop buying condoms.
Right.
People are going to get pregnant like fucking crazy.
So I missed the part. Why are condoms so expensive now?
Oh, let me
Why can't they make condoms?
No, because they're imports.
Why can't they import condoms?
It costs so much money to import anything into the country right now.
Oh.
And condoms aren't a necessity. So they're, you know, they're more expensive to fucking import. So
why can't they make condoms?
I don't know.
They should make condoms there.
They should make condoms. But I feel like Venezuela making condoms, I mean, you'd be better off using a fucking sheet of paper. You know, it's going to be just as effective. Well,
then just use a sheet of paper.
But there's going to be so many babies born, and if the country defaults in 12 months, they're going to be so fucking poor that there's going to be overpopulation. There's going to be no money. Everything's going to cost so much. That country is going to go down the shitter like that.
It already is. It's Venezuela, dude.
But... Yeah, but they're not. They're poor, but they're not, you know, Nigeria poor.
That's a shithole. But the good news is, when it comes time to burn that country down, that'll catch them right on fire.
Why? Because the babies?
Because the oil.
Oh,
dude, right. That'll go up like nothing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about burning babies again.
No, no,
not this time.
That's pretty rare that I talk about that. Mm-hmm. Come on, Shay. Give me a little bit of credit. Interesting. $800 for a condom.
Yeah. What would you do if condoms were that much and you were someone who
I wouldn't have sex.
You just wouldn't have sex?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
What if you were 19 years old and condoms cost $800 and you were about to have sex, but you didn't have $800?
I don't know. Ask for a hand job.
What if she wanted to bang?
Ask for a blow job.
What if she wanted to bang?
I don't know.
You
know how long it's been since I've been a single 19-year-old that I can't even imagine this scenario that this would take place in.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine getting so like hot and heavy and passionate that I can't control myself.
Yeah.
I'm married.
Yeah.
Those days are over. Those days are totally over for me.
I think I used a condom like 2 or 3 times in college, and the only time that I actually remember, the condom broke.
Mm.
And
yeah,
the girl took the Plan B pill or whatever that was.
Yeah, I think with every, including now, I wear condoms every once in a while.
Do you?
Well, yeah, because pills on the pill, but antibiotics interfere with that, and then we're off the pill now, just in case we have a second. And
yeah,
so we do now. And every girlfriend, I think I've used it for one reason or another.
Yeah,
in between, like for during antibiotics or whatever.
Right. You're much more mature and safe about it than most people.
Well, until I had a child, I didn't want a child.
You thought about it more so.
So there you go. I thought about it more so, I guess.
Yeah. I've not been so safe.
Yeah.
But I have no kids.
That's your whoopsie daisy.
I have no kids. That's why abortion is great.
All right. What else you got?
Abort them kids. That's the message I'm saying.
All of them.
all right. This just fucking makes me cringe to think about. South African girl pours acid on boyfriend's penis after sex tape leaked.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so a 25-year-old man can no longer
use... Oh my god, I thought this was like a teenage thing. This is a couple that should know better.
Hold on. A 25-year-old man can no longer use his penis after his 17-year-old girlfriend poured acid on his genitals to punish him for distributing a pornographic video he'd taken of her without her knowledge.
Well, all right. Then he deserves it.
Okay, so
I have no problem with this.
So according to the guy, everything happened in the blink of an eye because I saw her when she was coming with a bottle, but I didn't realize that she was carrying acid. She just angrily called me a dog. She asked how in the world I could have done an evil thing to her. It was... only then that I realized she was talking about the video that I took while we were having sex. He said that he had been dating the schoolgirl since December. That just sounds fucking dirty.
Yeah.
We agreed to have sex, but she was not aware that I was filming the sex using my laptop computer. I did not intend to show anyone the video, and I still don't know how it got onto social media.
Yeah, right.
So this guy is saying, yeah, exactly. How? Yeah, right. Why else would you film something like that without their knowledge? Right. I mean, you could have a weird fetish about that, but eventually, you want it to get out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've filmed myself having sex before, and I would never release it.
Yeah.
Because it's a horrible sight to see. Nobody would want to watch that.
True.
See my fucking ass flabbing all over. It was a weird thing to do. I watched a couple of minutes of it, and it was just like, I don't even know how to explain it. It wasn't sexy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like in those porn videos where it's, you know, somebody sets a camera down.
Right.
You know, because I'm not, and I never have been a fucking model. Right. So my body has never been hard. You know, I didn't get the butthole and the taint shot. So it wasn't professional.
It's my favorite shot, dude.
I
love that butthole shot.
It's hard for me to get down there and stick the camera in between my legs.
The balls tapping against the.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's great. Slapping it's a great shot.
The bottom of the butt cheeks.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
what's a porn without that?
Nothing.
And you can't do that yourself.
As it turns out, nothing.
Like pretend like you were wiping your ass, but with a camera.
Well, the problem.
Just shove it back there.
The problem is, Tim.
Yeah.
Is that. I'm a premature ejaculator.
Oh, so it was like an 8-second porn video.
Yeah. No, we just put the camera up. I think we put it up on a fucking tripod. And this is in college and filmed it. And then it was just awful. And then we did it again later and it was just as bad.
Yeah.
And I, after watching it the second time, I was like, oh, that's why we didn't like and why we erased the first one. Right. But funny story. So I was doing movies back then. And, you know, I was poor, so I'd reuse tapes all the time, and I thought that I had just completely erased that tape. I erased the wrong tape, mm-hmm. So I go to put in a new this tape that I had to film something else, and I'm, you know, filming, and then I go back to watch it as we're all right there, and then all of a sudden it starts cutting, and I see the fucking shot that's coming up, and it's the fucking sex tape, and I'm like, oh, that's done.
And people were watching this?
Yes, over my shoulder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was watching?
My friend Zach and Brian Brogan, they were both over my shoulder.
Did they know what was going on?
They saw it briefly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was really embarrassing. But anyway, so so this guy kind of had it coming.
Yeah. So acid on the dick, I'm guessing his dick will not recover.
So the remorseful Koza added that although his penis would never work again due to the damage caused by the acid, he was lucky to be alive. Mm-hmm. He said he was advised to press charges against the girl, but doesn't see the point because he knows he's going to fucking lose.
Yeah.
Even if I press charges, it is useless because it won't bring back my manhood. Her being in jail will just ruin her future because she is still young and I do not have the energy to attend courts.
That's why. He doesn't want to go to court. What an idiot.
He now has to urinate through a tube and has to undergo surgery.
Good.
I know, dude. Fuck that guy.
I don't feel bad for that guy.
Oh, I don't either.
I mean, you shouldn't pour acid on people's dicks, but...
Where do you get acid?
It's Africa, dude.
I know, but still, I feel like it'd be...
the acid store.
It'd be harder... I couldn't get alcohol, rubbing alcohol in Ireland.
Oh, really? Why not?
You needed a fucking prescription for
really?
It.
Really?
Yes.
I thought the U.S. was way more uptight with that shit than other countries.
No, I couldn't get it at all.
Oh, that sucks.
I couldn't even get alcohol wipes.
Well, you can get like whiskey and shit in Ireland. Just put some whiskey on it.
Yeah, I should have got some fucking corn whiskey.
Yeah, just get some whiskey.
Yeah, anyway.
Potato whiskey.
Yeah, potato whiskey out there. That's vodka.
Yeah, it is.
Should have just gotten vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so don't film your girlfriend and you having sex without her knowledge. Yeah,
don't
and
live
then
in Africa as the other...
South Africa.
Don't live in South Africa.
Yeah, South Africa is just as bad as Africa, just with white people.
The British accents for some reason.
Because the British fucking settled there.
My British settled here too, dude.
Yeah, but apparently, and I've read this before and I don't know how true it is, the British accents back then sounded a lot like our Southern accents.
You know, I've heard that too. And actually the Southern accents are, I'm no linguist, so I don't hear it, but I hear that Southern is still very similar to British. And that's why so many British people are really good at playing Southerners like on Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I don't hear how that would be possible.
I don't either.
Something about the draw just is probably a little easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't quite get it either, but that's the theory.
And we have very Midwest accents, which I don't hear.
The Midwest has basically no accent to it.
People,
we are the base.
You know, you say that, but when I moved out to Richmond, I had an accent.
No, well, you just sounded differently than they did.
Yeah, but even people that I thought sounded the same as me, they said that I could tell that I wasn't from, like, you know, the East.
Well, yeah, because you don't have an accent.
The East, most of the East Coast doesn't have an accent.
Yes, they do. The Midwest doesn't. I'm telling you, this is true.
Okay.
Even when
I'm not going to fucking argue with this
When I moved to Chicago, it's the same thing. You could tell Chicago people, and that's not like forever away. Chicago's pretty close.
When I went to college, everyone said I had a southern accent because they were all from Chicago.
Yeah.
I fucking hated that. So for 2 years, I tricked this girl into thinking that I really did have a southern accent, and I just hit it real well.
Yeah.
When we were drunk, I'd start letting go and just use my southern accent a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was living in Chicago, people, more often than I thought would have come up, people would ask me where I was from.
Yeah.
Which, like,
I'm from Illinois.
2 hours away, dude. Like, it's not like, you know.
Right.
It's not like I'm from all ways away.
And you especially just sound like nothing.
Just normal, yeah.
Yeah, you sound like nothing.
Thanks, dude.
You're welcome.
I'm taking that in the spirit and with in which it's intended, I guess.
Okay, I don't care. Either way, how you take it, you fucking twat.
Thanks. Are we done here, Shay? I think we're done.
I think we're done.
You got an outro?
I do have an outro.
Is it going to be fun? Is it going to be good? Or is it going to be shitty?
It actually is kind of a fun one this time, so I'd recommend to listen.
All right, good.
So sign off till next week.
It's Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
This is President Barack Obama. Visit radio at atomicast.com for more classic Atomicast episodes.
One of the things they do is called anal leaking.
A man's anus is leaked like ice cream, like ice cream.
A man's anus is leaked
like ice cream. Like ice cream, ice cream.
A man's anus is leaked.
Like ice cream, like ice cream.
A man's anus is leaked.
Like ice cream, like ice cream.
Even the poo-poo comes out
like ice cream,
and if they eat the poo-poo
like ice cream,
they have a sex practice called fisty.
Well, they insert their hand into the anus all the way.
It is so painful, they have to take class,
but they enjoy it.
It is so painful,
they have to take class,
but they enjoy it.
It is so painful,
they have to take class.
It is so painful,
they have to take class.
A man's anus is leaked
like ice cream.
Eat that poo-poo, eat that poo-poo, eat that poo-poo,
like ice cream.
Eat that poo-poo.
Ice cream.
Do you say except eating poo-poo?